Hi, I'm Kathy Kinnaird. I recorded a talk about the three circuits, or pathways, of the human design chart on October 24, 2006, at one of my semi-monthly study group meetings. We edited the talk into three separate recordings, one for each circuit. The first 2 minutes of all the recordings are the same introduction, followed by a discussion of one of the circuits. This recording is on the individual circuit. You can find this recording on my website, humandesignnw.com, in the Classes and Articles section. So in human design, we don't talk about it very much, and I don't understand the Kabbalah tree of life so much. But what happens is that there are pathways that energy flows. You know that from the mandala, you know, we have all these gates here, you know, that go around the wheel. And they all are located in a particular center. So the centers have to do with the Hindu chakra system. The gates have to do with the Rav I Ching information. And then these pathways that go here, like from the 48 in the spleen to the 16 in the throat, that's a particular pathway. And this pathway, this is called a stream. And each one, and the 48 to the 16 is actually the channel of talent. So there's a channel inside of a stream. And there's three major streams that go through the body. In the first stream that you see up here, this is what we call the individual stream. And it basically goes through the middle channels in each of that goes between centers. And then over here, the collective is a little bit of a complicated circuitry because it has two subgroups. And then there's something that we call tribal. What's interesting about tribal, when you look at it, is that it doesn't involve the head and the Ajna center, and it doesn't involve the G center. And so when you combine these two together, it has two different pathways, and they actually make a distinction. There's, you know, two subgroups like there is in the collective. And so I'm going to start with the individual circuitry. So if you go up to the Ajna center, you start with the 61st. I'm sorry, it's just not big. I think I'll go to the next slide. And so what happens is it comes down from the Ajna center to the throat in the middle between the 43 and 23, and that's the channel of being a genius or a freak. Then here in the throat center, you go from the 8 to the 1, and that's a channel of the creative expression of the self. And then from the G center, you have gate number 2 going down to gate number 14 in the sacral. And what happens is when that goes like that, and you might be able to see it better on your actual, you know, handouts that I gave you. But when it goes there, that is called the keeper of the keys. When you have this channel here, this is the resources and the drive to work and to find the materials that people need to live. And then down from the sacral center, you have gate number 3 that goes down to the root to gate number 60. And this is the channel of mutation. The individuals always bring us mutation. And then what happens is it goes from the root center and it goes up both sides through the channels that are in the middle. And these channels in the middle, they have different qualities. We'll talk about them in a moment. And then the one other place that individuality runs in a stream in the chart, there's four channels that are part of the individual circuitry that are on the side that go from the root to the spleen to the throat and from the root to the emotional center solar plexus up to the throat. And I'll go over those once I get into that. And then there's one more place that the stream goes in the individual circuitry, and it goes from the sacral center in the 34th gate, and it loops up to this 10th gate in the G center, and then comes across to the 25th gate in the G center, and drops down into the heart center at the 51. If you have something there, you have individuality. I'm just pointing these out before I start describing them. When I start talking about these streams, these that you float down your life on, you'll see that you kind of have a preference for doing things a certain way. So let's find someone that has a lot of individuality. No, that's not me. You actually I guess you're the most strong individual here of anybody, because your only two channels are completely individual channels. And what happens is, each one of the pathways, you know, the major pathways, they carry a theme. And what happens is, when you have a lot of placement in the individual theme, you are here to empower yourself and others. Your actions, some of the other qualities and names that they give to individuality is you're here to help change people. Sometimes we say mutate them. It's like when you're with them, it's like a person that has a lot of individuality. It feels like they're always going through some kind of transformation. And it feels like something's always shifting and moving. And in the tribal circuitry, they hate that. They like a little bit of it, a little spice. It's like the spice they might put on their food. But so what happens is that in individuality, some of this is technical. The ABCs class that I do, that's after the initial for living your design, this class is where you kind of step into, and this is slides from that class. And I'm not going to cover every aspect of this slide here now, but I'm just using it to point out some key things to you. What happens when you have individuality is it's the only energy flow in the system that goes through all nine centers. And what happens is it carries mutative energy. It is the part of us and the part of humanity that's tuned into what's changing on the planet, what is mutative at this time. And what happens is, where it says the sense is acoustic and it says it's hearing, it's actually vibration. You're sensitive to something energetically has changed, whether you're conscious of it or not, and your body is kind of looking for what it is on some level. And what happens is, it's either there or it's not. And so the energy for individuality is off more times than it's on. So it's like a switch. Either the light's on or the light's off. Either the vibration's there and you're attuning to it and it's changing you and you're allowing that to happen, or it's not. And what happens for people that have strong individuality is that they have a lot of melancholy associated with it, whether or not they have any emotional definition. It almost appears to be that they're emotional, even if they don't have an emotional center, because there's an element of melancholy, and people mislabel that as emotional. And it's like, what happens is the switch is in the off position, and things are percolating in you, and you don't know what it is, and it's almost like you're this pot of soup that all the raw elements are there, and they're just simmering, but whatever the finished product is, it hasn't come out yet. Because when mutation lands in you, in something changed on the planet, something changed in you, something changed in your environment, something changed in your community, people with a lot of individuality in their chart are sensitive to that. They're also super sensitive to sound. If you have a lot of individuality in your chart and you don't like the sound of someone's voice, they're probably the wrong person for you. And a cute trick is when if you're looking, for a new partner or something, listen to the person's music. Listen to their music. And if you don't like their music, you're probably going to have a hard time getting along with them. Because you have that individuality in your head going from the throat to the Ajna center, probably on some level you're wishing that you could just get everything to be quiet in your head for just a moment. Your strongest desire, and with individuality, does this apply to you too, Teresa? Do you always have noise, kind of like
quiet?
And you want quiet, and you would wish for anything that you could finally get some quiet. Well, what happens is you are so attuned to sound because you're so attuned to vibration, this tiny little vibration that's happening, that it's your job to be attuned to it so you can be sensitive and respond to it and, let it empower you in some new direction in your life. And then when you are empowered as an individual, it isn't your job to go out there and make it happen with other people. It's your job just to be with them. And what happens is, by them being with you, there's physiological change that happens, and it's possible the mutation ends up landing in them. And so that's the amazingly wonderful gift of the individual, is they bring this contribution to help people adapt as things change. It's also the double-edged sword part for them, too. For an individual, they're always transforming. They're always going through different changes. It's always, you know, they have the periods of on and off, but it's always the potential that things are percolating and changing in them. And the other people on the other streams that might be dominant in their chart, they're not equipped to have that much change happen all the time. So they get worn out when you're around. So the phrase I use when I talk to people is that what would be best for you as a strong individual is to be this phrase I heard Ra use years ago, and I thought it was one of the best phrases I ever heard, a stranger of consequence. So it's sort of like you're a change agent or a catalyst. You go in, you have your effect, and you go back out again. And when you stay there too long, people start to have contempt for you. And it starts to act like, well, I wish they would just get out of here. Things are always changing when they're around. I'm exhausted. I don't want this anymore. And believe it or not, the tribe welcomes the individual more than the people that are on the collective, either the abstract going out and having a great adventure or the logic that's always experimenting to see what they should take forward. And so when people have definition emotionally through individuality, that is how emotions go for people that have individuality. It is a, can be a spike up, and it can be really a high spike, or it can be a spike down and really a low spike. But what happens is that because it's either on or off, and it's off more than it's on, you usually end up then landing into a state where you, like I have a brother that has 39-55, and he's always just a tiny bit down and negative. And I'm always kind of slightly a Pollyanna. I'm a little bit up. I'm a little bit above the middle range. And so when I'm not in the middle of one of these spikes, I'm a little bit up in my emotions. And so what happens is you might even be surprised to give yourself the definition of emotional when you have individuality for your emotional definition. But you do know that there's periods where you can drop down pretty low, or you can, you know, something gets you so excited, it's like, oh my gosh, what major wonderful drug did they just take, you know? So when it's on, it can be on really high. Each one of the streams, the pathways, holds a particular quality to it and is affiliated with time. And the time that the individuality is affiliated with is right now, because they have to be sensitive to what's happening on the planet at any given time, always kind of alert for mutative things coming. They're always listening for that. And they have the capacity, because all the other types, the tribe and the collective, unless it's tangible and they can see it, they don't believe it. And it's the individual who steps it down and makes it tangible for the for the rest of the people to see. So, you know, the famous story, I've probably repeated it 1,000 times, but when the conquistadors went to Tierra del Fuego and they were in their ships and they came ashore, the shaman was most likely an individual. And at first he didn't see the ship they came on, but then after a period of time, you know, when they were describing to the shaman, he could see the ship. Then the tribe came to the shore and they couldn't see the ship at all. It was not in their awareness. They didn't know the vibration of it. They didn't understand the feel of it. And the shaman, through the individual quality in humans, was able to see it. And then what happens is he has to be able to explain it. When you have this particular stream of individuality and it's unconscious for her, the 43 to the 23, you sound kind of like a freak trying to describe this thing you know.
And you keep, and maybe even for 5 years, you say it the same way to people, and it doesn't land. It's like the shaman trying to tell the people, what does the shift look like? And then all of a sudden, one day, they've heard it long enough, it developed into a language somehow that actually kind of concretized and had a meaning, and then all of a sudden, they think you're a genius. Because it was something no one knew about before, and you could give it a description, and well, oh my gosh, she's so bright. Because you can form concepts that haven't been here before. In this particular pathway, the 43 to the 23, you're able, the Ajna Center is responsible for concepts. You're able to form concepts that haven't been there before and step them down so that the rest of the people that don't have the attunement to the sound and the new vibration, you step it down so that they can actually hear it in some way. But in the meantime, it's kind of maddening. They act like you're going blah, blah, blah. You're not, you know, you're definitely not doing that. But they have no frame of reference. And does that seem, I mean, have you had experience something like that in your life?
Oh, a lot. I feel like, I keep thinking, I know I'm saying English. Why are you not getting it?
And now, how about for you, Teresa, because you're pure individual. I mean, even like your geomancy and stuff, you know, I imagine in the beginning when you talk to people about it, it was something.
I think I have a genius degree, but I don't have the 23. But the part about being accepted for a while, I was in Japan too long. The month was too long.
Oh, it was.
They liked me, but then after a while, they didn't like, well, they didn't like me.
Well, you have the whole channel of mutation. And so you're sort of like individuality squared. You're going to carry extreme. You know, Gail's going to actually describe it to him by having the 43-23. You're actually going to change them physiologically. I mean, fast. They have no choice when they're around you. No choice whatsoever.
Kathy, is that like an energetic something that happens energetically?
Physiologically.
Yeah.
It's physiological. It literally happens in your physiology, and you feel like it's energetic, but that's the interesting thing about design. It is not, I mean, it is energetic, but it's energetic because it started out in your physiology first. And we'll talk when we do your session about the neutrinos, but the neutrinos go from me to you or you to me. You know, this is an individuality. They've been in you. They come and leave the information of who you are. Your whole totality steps inside of me when I come in contact with you, and mine steps inside of you. And whatever your physiology is for a little bit, I have it. And so if it's a mutative quality, then for that time, Richard has the same, you know, you two have a similar configuration from your sacral center. Richard has the 34, and it goes to the G center at the 10, and to the spleen at the 57. And then in your case, D, you have the 34, and it goes straight right up to the throat in the 20. And this is individuality, and this is, in your particular cases, this 34th gate is individual, but it's not part of any circuitry. It's outside of all circuitry. The 34 to the 20, and to the 57, and to the 10, not to the 10, but the 10 to 57 and the 34 to 57 and the 34 to 20 are outside of individuality in a strange sort of way. It's self-empowerment only. It's not empowerment of others. Now, when people get around you, they have no choice. It'll happen. And you have other places, D, in your chart. You have the same channel that Teresa has, this 360, that makes you a very strong mutative force. And up here, you have the 43. You know things, but you don't. The energy doesn't come all the way down to your throat so you can articulate it to people.
That's true.
Yeah. So you have to get it to people through details and stories. And it's not the most natural route for the information to come out. So this shows where, you know, you have a little different flavor of how it comes out in you. But the other thing is, if we look over here at your solar plexus, you have gate 22 and you have gate 55. They're very strong individuality, but they're not an entire channel. So they're sort of like the theme for you emotionally is that you love adventures. And then it has the flavor of the other two streams laid over the top. And so after I cover, you know, the rest of the streams, we'll come back and kind of point at people's chart and tell, you know, I'm Heinz 57. You're probably, you know, two puppies mixed together, you know, two purebreds, you know. So it's just depending on how complex it gets. But, it, you know, Teresa, you know, Hart is the easiest one. She's a pure individual.
I have to say, from being her friend, I heard you describing her.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I mean, you know, actually, I mean, you are always introducing people in your sphere to whatever you're into. You're always sharing it. And I would say I've admired that actually she shared it in a way that people can listen.
Yeah.
Whereas I have this idea, oh, it's strange, maybe I shouldn't tell people right now what I'm up to.
Yeah, and part of it is her profile. She's a 2-4. And so if she feels called to talk to you about it, it's natural and she will do it. And you have to pretty much call her. So, you know, it's pretty easy. She doesn't actually respond to tell people unless they pull her out. And what happens is because you're all pure individual, you won't have the consistency of a tribal person who does the same thing every day and the same place, the same meal, the same. That won't happen. Now, the other thing to tell you about individuality is an individual, above all, wants to be seen as unique. They don't want to be like anyone else under any circumstances. Especially if you have this whole channel here, the 1-8, never, ever, ever tell those people they remind you of someone. Ooh, not good. And then, Gail, I think you have the 1, yeah. So you're actually the cross of the Sphinx, and yours keys off of individuality. So your Sun Earth, which is a huge percentage of who you are, is in individuality. So if you had the 8, especially with the 4323, and I said, oh, you remind me of blah, blah, blah. Ooh, I might as well just not talk to you anymore. Yeah, exactly. Forget it. We're not talking anymore, you know. So what happens with people, it's so cute when I come over to the romance streams and how they work on the one side of the chart. I don't know that we'll get to it today, but it might be just a whole fun topic all in itself. But with a person who has individuality in their chart, what they want when they connect with another person is an intense one-to-one interaction, and they want to share about themselves really deeply. And they want to be able to just bare themselves wide open. Here's the reason why. They want you to ask them the questions and be interested in them and their uniqueness and their individuality, because they want you to see them that deeply, that intensely. That's the most important thing to an individual. So when you're courting and dating an individual, you know, you have long... So when we first met, I think we met on the individuality is where we really met. And sometimes we would talk for 24 hours, and he wasn't a talker. And at the time, I wasn't much of a talker. I know no one will believe this, but I really didn't talk before I was 30. I talked to my husband and my daughter and one or two friends, and otherwise, I didn't speak to anybody. So, but someone let the genie out of the bottle, and here we are now. But if you have the emotional side of individuality filled in, if you have that, if you have the 39 to the 55 and the 22 to the 12, oh, it's so important for someone to court you, like in Victorian times, right? You love letters. The thing is you're in love with the idea of love and passion. And every once in a while, when you have strong individuality and you go up and you have this wonderful spike with the person, and if it isn't everything you thought it ought to be, once you've actually consummated the relationship, it could be like all over in that moment. You could just go like, oh, boy, that wasn't what I thought. Because you're building passion, you're building passion, you're building passion, you know, you're building excitement. And if
And if when you get together it's a dud, those two people will probably never have anything to do with each other ever again. It's a very interesting phenomenon. And so always recommend very long courtships for people with strong individuality. So whoever would get you would have to just court you and court you and court you and chase you and anyway. So, and well, I think I've said enough about individuality at this point.
And I have a question about the channels. I noticed that sometimes they're either red, which is unconscious, but sometimes part of them are red and part are black.
That's right. And then in reality, if you look, let's look here. I have someone's chart here. Frida Kahlo was a very famous artist, and she's an emotional manifester. And the reason I use her chart is she has three complete channels of individuality. She has the 39 to the 55, the 22 to the 12, and she has the 10 to the 57. But this will answer your question that you were asking, Dolly. If we look at the 22 that goes to the 12 up in the throat, the 22 is red, so that means it's unconscious. It's a quality she doesn't know that she has. She doesn't know she's socially graceful. She doesn't know that sometimes she's antisocial. And what happens is, if you could imagine having the channel of social grace in a mutative individual energy, and you're either supposed to be out in the public impacting them, changing them. There's always a reason that someone who has, and Teresa, I believe you have the 22. When someone has the 22, there's always a reason they interact with someone, and that is to change them fundamentally in some way. It isn't something they're conscious of, even if the channel is defined in the black, not just the red. And what happens is that when it's not time to impact people, they just withdraw. So what happens is they seem just like the most socially graceful people, but then all of a sudden, you just have no access to them. They're just gone. They're just not there, because you know what? The pulse is off. Their impact that they're supposed to have on you is gone. It's not there. But so, going back to your question, Dolly, the truth is that Frida Kahlo, because everything is either completely red, as in the 10 to the 57, or half red and half black down for both the 39 to the 55 and for the 22 to the 12, she does not know that she's a strong individual, and she does not know that she's emotional, and she does not know that she's a manifester. Because everything that's red in your chart, you are not aware of except for in hindsight. There's a really wonderful CD that Rod did called Roads and Tunnels. If something's completely black, let's say you're sitting on the top of a mountainside, and you have two views of cars coming towards you. You have one view where you can see every little twist and turn of the road coming up the street, and you can even see, you see all the driveways that feed into it and all the businesses, and you can see what cars come. That's what's black. But if it's a channel, it has to be completely black. And then you can see that quality of you being a strong, emotional individual, having social grace. You can see that coming, and you know that's a quality about yourself. And so now we're back to Frida's slide. She doesn't know here that she has this strong emotional nature. This is a tunnel. All she sees is the car that comes out. Doesn't know where the car came from, if it came from another state, if it came from, just right at the entrance of the tunnel, whatever. The quality that gets expressed in the channels that are either half red and half black or all red, you don't know till you see it. So she doesn't know that she could have these high highs and low lows. And she doesn't know that when she needs to be with people, she needs to be socially graceful. And when she needs to be withdrawn from them, she needs to be withdrawn from them. And then over here, the 1057, do people know who she is? Did you see the movie Frida? She's a super famous artist, amazing skills, but had a very tumultuous life. Very artistic, evidently it was an Oscar contender, the movie, like 2 or 3 years ago. I can't remember if it won, things, but she has channel 10 to the 57. This is the channel of perfecting form. And it's a natural for an artist. She was perfecting the form.
she was perfecting her form through her art, and she was perfecting form. A lot of architects and designers and world-class athletes and what have you, often you'll find this 1057. But she didn't know that's what she was doing. So in her case, she was just this strong individual. And if we take a look, she only had, you know, one gate on the entire tribal stream. And this was where she wanted to be the queen. That was it. So she didn't understand all the things that happened within the tribe. And she really didn't understand anything that happened in the logical pathway except for taking care of details. She has one gate there of details. Otherwise, she just knew nothing about that. And so she just was what you call people that have almost, like Teresa and like Frida, calm freaks. These are the freaks because there aren't rules that apply to them, because individuality can't have rules apply to it, because then you can't do what you need to do to help us deal with the changes that are on the planet. You have to stay a strong individual.
And what about the places where there's just one gate, like the opposite to one? I can't quite read that because of the color.
Which center?
Look at the gate number one.
Oh, and that's eight. That's gate eight. They're like adjectives. The channel is a verb. It's the real action. It's where the life force comes. So her life force comes in being an emotional person tuned in to big emotions, the highs and lows, and see what the richness in life it brings. And then to then externalize through her social skills this information. And it carries the flavor of she'll tell a story in some way. She'll have some kind of details, either through words or, in her case, art, where she gets that out into the world. And she'll know how to take that into the future through the 31st gate. And then through the 8th gate, it'll make some kind of unique contribution. But they're adjectives to, first, we go over to, you know, where she has that strong definition and that whole channel. That is... it is the actual life force of each person when you see their channel. That is what enlivens and creates the uniqueness in them. And then all the other things come as like adjectives and support. All right, so now I'm going to go into the collective group. You can find this recording on my website, humandesignnw.com, in the classes and articles section.